With the Fayetteville Roots Festival occurring over the weekend, we've been talking a lot about music lately. Indulge us for a minute while we discuss it for just a little bit more. At KUAF, we're very fortunate to have a handful of volunteers who create locally produced music shows for our listeners to enjoy. For more than three decades, Mike Shirky has been producing The Pick and Post, which can be heard Saturday nights from 7 to 9 here on KUAF. Last Friday, Ozarks at Large hosted a show in front of a live studio audience at the Fayetteville Public Library to help kick off the Fayetteville Roots Festival. During the second hour of the show, which was not broadcast live, Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums and Of Note host Katie Henriksen talked to Mike Shirky. Mike grew up in Stuttgart, Arkansas, and during their conversation, Kyle asked how Mike got into music.
I was a child of the 50s, you know, rock and roll. We did that a lot. In our class, actually, we would refuse to go outside at recess in fifth and sixth grade, and we'd dance. We'd get a 45 and sit up and just dance. But there was a lot of music, of course, in the Delta. Oh, and I played guitar. A friend of mine, John Dillon, we grew up together. He's founding member of the Ozark Mountain Daredevils. We started playing together. I quit, and he kept going. And Mike Acklin, Mudcat, was in our class, and we had a lot of music. And then I really started playing again when I was in Vietnam. I met this guy there who had been there 2 years, and he was leaving within about 2 weeks when I got there, and he had a Vietnamese guitar, and he said, oh, he was going to take it home with him. He said, oh, you want this guitar? And I was salivating. Yeah, I want that guitar. So I had time on my hands to practice over there, and so that pretty much. And I also came across a radio station there out in the boonies that would just blew my mind. I mean, walked in where this guy was on the air and looked up, and there was mortar rounds hose in the ceiling. It was not a good place to be, but he was spinning records.
Wow.
I don't remember what little village it was near the town. It was very interesting. Anyway, I lived there in Vietnam with a bunch of musicians and artists, and just luck of the draw in a PSYOP unit, psychological warfare. And so then when I came back, I kept it up. I actually got another guitar through a fella. Sally Field's brother gave me a guitar. That's another long story.
You're selling.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. An old Harmony guitar. Oh, I won't tell you what happened to that guitar. That's too depressing. But I busted over a rooster's head. That's really so. Anyway, that's another long story. But
I can honestly say that's not anywhere near what I thought you were going to say.
Yeah. It's true.
So your show is The Pick and Post. Let's talk about picking. And what's your favorite song to pick?
A lot of people listen, and we all hear these really hot pickers, whether it be guitar, mandolin, or fiddle, you know, and stuff. But what I listen to, and I try to get people to listen to, is whoever's playing a rhythm guitar. And I tell you who you can listen to that does that really well is Dan Crary. And, of course, Doc Watson. But Dan Crary really, besides being a great picker, he'll back off and, you know, play just perfect rhythm. And then he's got all these good pickers playing with him. And so that's some of the one. I'm trying to think of a tune particularly, but Salt Creek is one that he just, you know, you can listen to it over and over and over again. And what's the difference between all these tunes? The names.
That was Mike Shirky speaking to Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums and Of Note host Katie Henriksen last Friday inside the Walker Community Room at the Fayetteville Public Library.